Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air,
Pop
just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That's for you, Jay.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I don't like the gifts he buys me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I love my husband to death, although he and I are different in a lot of ways. They say opposites attract, and we are living proof of that. He's very successful and very frugal to the point that he won't shop for himself, so I have to do it. When I met him, I started shopping with him and for him, and he always complained about prices. He's also a practical man, so he likes to have the newest gadgets around the house for repairs and home improvement, so he doesn't have to hire anyone to do it. I'm just the opposite. I like nice things, fine jewelry, and fine dining. I prefer to hire a housekeeper or a handyman instead of him doing it. He and I have struggled with that from the beginning. There is also an area that I will not compromise on. My husband buys me crappy gifts, and I'm sick of it. He buys things like artwork that he orders online or a heated neck massager, the amazing copper nonstick skillet, and even the miraculous knife set that never gets dull.
I love
him. He's even ordered me some of those leggings that make your butt look really good. I don't ever use the stuff, so it's sitting in our basement. I talk to him till I'm blue in the face about buying me gifts for our house, but he doesn't listen. And this Christmas, he gave me a food sealer that he ordered from a TV infomercial.
That's a nice sealer, though. It is. Hey, nice.
I knew you guys were going to say that. For my anniversary last month, he told me he was going all out and spoiling me. He got a cake from the grocery store and gave me a gold wideband cluster ring full of tiny little diamonds. I took the ring back and used the $277 to get a pair of shoes. He was offended and called me ungrateful. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention that I picked my own engagement ring out. This is our fourth year of being married. How can I get him to do better?
You don't take no cubic zirconian back. What you...
Hold on. How can I get him to do better, she asks. Well, I don't know, because there's nothing like getting gifts, bad gifts that, you know, I know how that is, especially when you're all gassed up to think that it's going to really be nice, like he said, and then, you know, it's nothing. But the point is he got you something, and for that you should at least say thank you. And be grateful. Clearly buying you nice gifts is just not what he does. It's not what he does. You said you've talked to him about it and still nothing because he doesn't listen and he's not going to change. This has been going on for 4 years now, probably more than that. This is only important to you. He doesn't care. And unless he's willing to give you the money and let you buy your own gifts, or you could take, you know, some of that stuff back that he bought you that's in the basement piling up, you know, get the money off that. I just say pick your battles in this one. Is this worth breaking up about? Is this worth fighting about? Is this worth being miserable about? I don't think so. I don't think it is. So just like in any other marriage or any other relationship, you got to take the good with the bad. He's a bad gift buyer. Don't get your hopes up high when it's your birthday or anniversary. He's not going to come through for you. But in other ways, you know, you love your husband to death. That's what you said in the letter. So I'm just telling you, just be grateful at this point.
Right.
Just be grateful.
Right.
All right, Jay.
Look, excuse me. The man, and I don't know if it took you 4 years to realize this, the man is cheap, okay? He's a cheap ass, and he will not pass up a sale. Uh-uh. And here's what you do. You take all them cheap gifts that he gives you throughout the years, mm-hmm. and on Christmas time, you give it to relatives. You know what I mean?
Re-gift.
They will be appreciative. You give that Re-gift. Stuff away mm-hmm. to your relatives. There's an auntie that would appreciate a nugget bracelet. They will love it. They'd be so happy to get it. They will love stuff like that. Ooh, baby, this is so nice. I can't believe you think of me. Put it in a box. Save it. What else did she give, Shannon?
She got, you know, one of the knife set that never gets dull. She got the leggings.
Oh, but that sealer, though. That sealer, Jay.
That sealer is the bomb. That is that sealer.
I like the leggings that make your butt really look good.
I can seal up all my meats. I can put all my meats in the freezer, and they all seal up. And you know, old people leave meat till it turn gray. So get that to somebody.
What about the heated neck massager, Jay?
Somebody old will love that.
My
neck been bothering me, baby. Thank you so much for this.
Don't get a woman appliances. You don't do it.
Give it to somebody old. They'll appreciate it. Go ahead, Junior.
You know, this lady is heavily ungrateful. You know, do you know how good these gifts is, lady? Do you? You haven't. You how late he had to stay up to find that neck massage? That ain't no regular TV commercial. That come on between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. He
yes,
is up thinking about you. He loses sleep to get you these non-sticky, the copper pots that never stick. Whoa, I ain't got none of them. Wish I had them. Nothing. I seen the commercial. Cheese don't stick. Your eggs won't stick. None of that sticks.
Jolly Ranchers.
None of that. And he thought about you at 4 a.m. You're heavily ungrateful.
Heavily.
Hang on.
Ain't none in there.
Hang on. Just heavily ungrateful.
Heavily
ungrateful. We're going to let you finish up, Junior, and then we're going to hear from the nephew. The subject of this letter is, I don't like the gifts he buys for me. We'll have part two of you guys' responses coming up to the Strawberry Letter right after this.
Pod.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I don't like the gifts he buys me. It's from a woman that loves her husband to death, but she hates the gifts that he buys her. She says they're a lot alike, but then they're different in a whole lot of ways. But opposites attract, she says. You know, she shops for him. He always has the newest gadgets on hand because he likes to do the work if there are any repairs needed in the home himself. She doesn't like that. She'll hire out for cleaning and for repairs and stuff like that. She hates the gifts that he buys her. She's into fine dining and fine jewelry and stuff. And he's just the opposite. He's cheap and, you know, he's always trying to save a coin. So he's bought her all kinds of things, like the miraculous knife that never gets dull.
Ginsu knives. Call it what it is.
the copper nonstick skillet. The leggings, my favorite, my personal favorite, the leggings that make your butt look good. Just, you know, all those gifts have piled up in the basement because she doesn't like them. The last gift he bought her was a wideband gold ring with a cluster of tiny diamonds. She took that back and got her some shoes. So she wants to know, how can she get him to do better, because he's called her ungrateful and he was offended. Junior, mm-hmm. you had some more to add to this. The woman that you called heavily ungrateful.
Heavily ungrateful. I don't see. First of all, the food sealer, he must have noticed you've been letting the meat go bad. Well, it's a great gift. That comes on at 5:15 a.m. on the Food Network. I've seen the sealer. I've been thinking about getting it. I can't. She's heavily ungrateful. I cannot believe this lady don't see the beauty in these gifts. Come on, Shirley. It's not knives that never go dull. They Ginsu knives. They come out of Japan. It comes on at 3:30 a.m. I've seen it. It's on the Food Network. The man be thinking about you and the leggings. Come on. He saw you ain't had no ass. He gave you one.
Booty leggings.
He gave you one. And you still ungrateful. I'm through.
Thank you, Judy. You need to calm down a little bit. Yeah,
he's on one.
You're heavily upset.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Come on, nephew. What you got? I don't like
I'm riding. I'm riding with Junior. What do you want? What is it that you want? Okay, you don't like that? How about we get you the cheer pet? The cheer pet would be good. How about that? You think you might like that? Okay, you don't like that? How about this? How about we get the onion slicer? That's a good one right there.
I'm not mad at that.
Huh? How about we get that onion slicer? But it'll be done in 5 seconds when they slice that onion.
Okay.
When you slice them onions, boy, boom, whole onion finished. No crying or nothing. You don't like that? How about the gingerbread mold that you can make the cookies with the gingerbread mold? Remember, you seen that one?
Yeah.
That's beautiful gift right there. But you ungrateful, like my boy say. But how about this? I'm finna get you a good one now. Now, when we talking about gifts, we talking about top of the line. Walk-in bathtub. How about that?
Man.
What?
Nice.
What? Who don't want that? Walk-in bathtub. Walk in there butt naked, shut that door, and let that water fill up. That is one of the greatest. But you ungrateful. You don't want that. That's all right.
The door.
How about how about some OxyClean? Woo!
Yes.
Boy, come on here now. OxyClean?
Central right here.
You ain't clean till you OxyClean. We talking about Oxy. Okay. How about this? Blue blockers. Them blue blocker shades. Come on, boy. I'm talking about them shades with them sides on it. What? What? But you ungrateful. You don't know when you got something good coming your way. Okay. How about it? You're going to need it. Stud finder. When you want to find the studs
stud
on the wall.
Stud finder.
I need that, Tommy. I need that.
What? Yeah, you can't hang a picture if you don't know where to stud. That stud finder, girl.
Like
but you ungrateful. You don't know when a good thing is coming your way, do you? No. Okay. That samurai sword that's got all the little designs on the side. That samurai sword. You can hang it on the wall. See there?
Yeah.
That's amazing gifts. That's amazing gifts right there. That you don't. Okay. Flexa-Seal. Hello.
The whole family.
You know.
The whole family.
You know how I feel about that.
Yes. All of them. Yeah.
Flexa-Seal. I'm just saying. Yeah. They got that blanket. It's called the Snuggies. You seen the Snuggie? Nice. You don't know good things. You don't know good gifts, lady.
What about that thing? I don't know what it's called, but it allows you to lay your iPad on it. You can lay your iPad on it. You can put it in the bed. It's made of foam. You can flip it over so it's flatter.
Amazing gift, Jay.
Who don't want that? Who don't want that, man? She's ungrateful. Heavenly.
Where's that device if you don't want to bend down and put your socks on?
No. I got this for you. That cane that's got four things on it. You know what I'm saying?
So when hurricane.
You really battle.
The hurricane, Tommy, comes on at 5:30.
The hurricane.
On FX. I've seen it.
What is that? Do you sleep, Junior? Junior's got all this stuff in his apartment.
Yeah. And maybe your hearing is bad and they got that little hearing aid that you can just hook it up to your television.
Uh-huh.
So when she sleep, you won't be bothering her at all. You are ungrateful. Junior's right.
What
you're
about that cream that
ungrateful.
You put in your face and it takes out the bags under your
eyes
and stuff?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
No, one more. That heel scraper, when you scrape that dead skin off the back.
Get it.
Heel, that
get
right
it.
There. Woo!
So I think it's a general consensus that you need to be more grateful, ma'am, okay? Post your comments on today's, thanks, guys, on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.